carrot, one apple, one beetroot, one stick of celery, and a cup of spinach. Four sports students who came over and had the energy boosting ones and admitted that they don't usually drink juices or eat vegetables, and yet they were amazed how quick they could actually intake three valuable nutrients for the day. My name's Kay. I'm a second year nutrition student. At the moment, we're doing a health promotion for part of our entrepreneurship course. We had to identify an area that we could develop a business. We came to the hub and did a survey and identified that all the students were way down on their nutritional intake for vegetables and fruits and came up with NutriJuice. The juices themselves have been categorized into three: the detox, which is to clear all the toxins within you. We have the brain booster, which is to help oxygenation. And we have the energy, which is, again, oxygenation and flow of the blood.
Kay, you're not working on your own. There's four of you here. Gemma, how come you got involved?
Well, I'm on the same course as Kay, and I thought it was the best idea to give students the nutrients that they're not going to get in the normal diet, and this enables them to get lots of vegetables and the vegetables that they need, really, to stay healthy throughout the day.
Do you think that people are a little bit put off, though, because it's vegetables? What about those people who you have to get past that hurdle?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think juices as being strawberries and grapefruits and all your fruits, really. But I think if you can just tell them that, you know, what they're getting out of the juice is, then they will try it, and it has been really good so far, yeah.
So, Kay, I'm just looking at the ingredients in one of your drinks, the Energy Devil, and there isn't really any fruit in it. It's all vegetables.
No, that's our unique angle that we've taken. We've identified that most of the sort of common marketed juices or smoothies contain a proportion of fruit and the vegetable. And we've taken the unique angle of this and just concentrated on the vegetables, as vegetables contain multiple micronutrients that are vital to the body's optimum potential of growth and maintenance.
But also at the minute, people are starting to think that sugar is evil, so you could perhaps trade on that.
Sugar is evil, as the new media portray. However, within the vegetables, there is a low sugar content, and it's natural sugar. It's not added. It's good for you. It's used, and obviously these can be used as part of a weight-controlled intake.
So tell me about how this has become a business project.
We had to create a health promotion event, and we realised that we needed funding. So we put a proposal together, a mock business plan, if you like, and presented it to a fund award, and we won. And we were able to then go to our course leader, Hazel Flight, and ask that we wanted her support to actually implement this. Although this wasn't a requirement of the nutrition degree entrepreneurship module, we wanted to see it right through. And we're glad we have. I mean, so far, as you can see, it's really, really proving well. People are amazed that within 150 mils, they can get a daily nutrient that is classed as one a day. So hopefully we'll be able to take this to other faculties. We're going to look for more funding, and if we get more funding, then we will continue to run this event once a month.
And what happens after you finish your degree? Are you going to take this company on?
We have discussed this, whether we actually create it to be a business that we can sell on, maybe possibly to the university as an ongoing concern, or we can pass it on to the nutrition students that are new in. So it would be nice to see it stay within the university. I mean, it is proving successful, but obviously it's early days. But I want to come back as a teacher, a lecturer within nutrition, and I don't know what the others wish to do, but who knows?
When you did the degree, did you think that you were going to be doing something that was so business oriented?
No idea at all. I originally didn't want to do the entrepreneurship model. I wanted to do the nutrition and exercise, and unfortunately I couldn't attend that day, and I ended up doing this, and I'm amazed at the opportunity that we've had, the support throughout all the faculties within the university. We've had business finance, we've had a projection of how to market yourself. It's been absolutely overwhelming, the experience that we've gained, so very valuable, and had no idea that I'd be doing this.